Welcome to Return to Radiance, the podcast with one core purpose, to remind you of your innate power and essence. I'm your host, Danielle Venables, an Akashic guide and soul coach here to activate, heal, and empower the new wave of soulful CEOs to become radically aligned and unapologetic. In these episodes, we will be diving into all things mystic, soul level transformation, the new paradigm of leadership, business energetics, awakening, healing, and more, as well as holding potent conversations around connecting deeply to your personal power and owning your truth. If you are here for it all, be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. While I'm confident the discussions in this podcast have the power to change your life, these episodes are for information only and are in no way a substitute for individual medical, legal, or mental health advice. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Return to Radiance. For this episode, I really don't have any type of plan or even clarity around what's going to come out, other than there has been a topic that has been really alive for myself, for my clients, for my sisters in the mastermind that I'm in. And I really want to talk about this and address it because it highlights and emphasizes just how critical the work that I'm constantly talking about is. I have this tendency to speak to the inner feelings, the inner emotions, the inner experience, because that's really the way that I lean as a person. To me, like, the outward success is great, but it doesn't mean shit if I am not internally happy and blissful and rooted and connected and all of those beautiful things. And so you'll notice that a lot of my language comes from that space, because that's really like the number one priority for me. If you don't have your joy, there's not really much point to all of the crazy success that people talk about online. And so with that, it's really been highlighted in my awareness just how critical, how important that side of things is when you are in pursuit of the higher financial months, of the sold out launches, of all of these like pieces that we see in the industry and in business that we want. And I want to say, like, it's very valid to want these things. I think deep down, like, we all want some semblance of the same thing to really be able to like share our gifts with the world and be compensated for it and live a comfortable or life of excess within that. But what's really been highlighted in my awareness is things not going as planned. More and more, and I think it's partly the season. A lot of people at this time of year are just kind of done with the big investments. You know, people start off, and this is like a total generalization. I've made some of the biggest investments I've made to date in this past month. But as a whole, I think there's this theme of like, we start in January and we're all ready to go. And it's like, yeah, 2022, like best year yet. And we're investing in the high ticket mentors and we're stretching ourselves and we're pushing ourselves. And then we kind of hit this time of year where most of those investments are wrapping up. If you're in like group programs or masterminds, like you're kind of on the other side of it. And maybe you've gotten transformations, but it hasn't been like the financial abundance that you were hoping for, or things haven't gone as planned. And you're kind of feeling like the consequence of those investments. And I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way, but just in a way of, if you expect that you're going to make X number of money in a year based on an investment, and then you don't, you get more hesitant towards the end of the year. And that's just kind of a natural cycle that I've observed in the industry at large for the last 2 years that I've been in the industry. So it's a pretty natural thing. It's just like basic human behavior, I think. But it's definitely one of those things where I'm seeing a lot of coaches saying, like, my program isn't selling the way that it did in the spring. It's not selling the way that it did in January. And it's moments like these when you have high hopes and you get disappointed, when you put in the effort and you put in the work and you're ready for that next breakthrough, or you're ready for that next level, or you're trying to surpass that six-figure mark or whatever it is, and it doesn't happen. that we start to spiral. We start to question, we start to get frustrated, we start to say, why not me? And that's a really valid question. That's a really valid lived experience. But it's not something that a lot of people talk about because everyone wants to celebrate their success. And again, human nature, we have this tendency to hide when things don't go as planned. We have this tendency to want to like just pull the covers up over our heads and pretend it didn't happen and try again next month. And I think it's a dialogue that needs to happen because it's very real for a lot of entrepreneurs, if not all of them at some point in time. I mean, I was talking with my mentor who makes multiple six figures a year. And even she admits that she feels this way about certain programs, about certain launches, about certain seasons in her business. And this isn't something that people go public about, rightfully so, because you don't want to look like a fraud or an imposter or a failure. And again, that's natural, like no judgment there. But I'm going to be the one to open this dialogue and I'm going to be the one to bring this to the forefront because I know that people are living it. And I know that because I know people who are, and because I am one of those people who is. And I used to think when I was younger, like when I was a baby coach, I used to think that that meant something about me, that it meant something about my worthiness, that it meant something about my capability, that everybody else was selling out their shit and I was not. And it used to really shake me. It actually, the first time that I launched something and failed, it prompted my first spiritual awakening, which is a whole other story for another time. But within that, there are still moments when things don't sell the way that I expect them to. There are still things where I'm like, this is such an unbelievable offer. I can't believe that nobody's stepping in. Either it's so high value, it's so unique, it's so needed, and people don't step in, and that's okay. There's this element of timing that comes into play. And there's also this element of being initiated deeper into your own self-belief. And this has really been my lived experience when it comes to not seeing the success that I saw other people having was it was an initiation deeper into my self-belief. It was an initiation deeper into my work, into being the embodiment of my work, and into really deciding that I am going to do this over and over and over again, no matter how many times I fail, that I'm going to keep getting up because I know that my purpose here is this. I know that my gifts are good enough. I know the transformation that I facilitate. I see it every day in people's lives. I know the impact that I'm here to make because I know my soul and I know my desires. And when we are rooted in that knowing, which is so much easier said than done. So if you're listening to this and you're like, girl, what the fuck? Like, I don't know shit. you're not alone. And it's something that comes with time. And that's part of the initiation. So if you're coming off of a launch that didn't go as planned, if you're coming off of a year that didn't go the way that you thought it would go or the way you expected it to go, just know that you are being initiated deeper into your self-belief, into the power and the potency of your work, and into really owning and claiming that for yourself so that the next time you show up, it's even more resilient. The intention isn't that you become more insecure about your offers selling. The intention is really, can you anchor into such an unwavering belief in what you do that you keep getting up and trying again and trying again and trying again and not just abandoning and jumping ship and having this wobbly energy of maybe I'll go get a job or maybe I'll put out this different offer since that one didn't sell or, you know, whatever. Do you believe in your work deeply enough? Do you believe in the program that you just failed at launching deeply enough to keep launching it, to pick up the pieces, to toss away what wasn't in alignment, and to keep going and keep building on what you know you're here to do? And sometimes it is the program. Sometimes it is something where it's like, well, I kind of put that out there just to see if it would sell, and it's not really my thing, and my energy wasn't behind it. And that's fine. But I'm talking about these signature programs that we know are part of our essence, that we know are like of us, that are meant to be birthed through us. There's a different frequency when we connect with that type of work and when we connect with creating those types of programs. And within that, it's an initiation deeper into the certainty. It's an initiation in learning how to talk about it in a way that just lands just that little bit more. Tweaking the messaging, going deeper, connecting deeper with your people. Like, there's obviously tangible things to come out of the end of a launch if it didn't go as planned, but also just trusting yourself, just letting yourself feel the power of your work, even if nobody signed up, even if nobody else knows how amazing your work is. How are they ever going to know if you refuse to see how incredible your work is? If you refuse to stand behind your work over and over again because you know it's you, you know it's what you're here to teach, you know it's what you're here to do. So I'm going to challenge you before you go off to the next offer that you're only half behind, because then it doesn't matter if it fails because it's not as vulnerable. I'm going to challenge you to stay on your soul path. I'm going to challenge you to lean in. I'm going to challenge you to dig into the depths of your being, to open up your channel, and to start to really speak the value of what you do, to see the value of what you do, and to let it shine through instead of getting in the way, instead of trying to make it something that people want, instead of searching for that outside validation and losing yourself in the process and losing the potency of your medicine and your messaging because you're trying to fit something, some template, some copywriting script that you're supposed to use. Can you liberate yourself from that shit? And can you trust yourself enough to come back again and again in your work, in your sacred work that is of you? Can you lean into that? And so that feels really complete for what wanted to come through today. Let me know on social media, reach out to me at Radiant Soul Coach or on Facebook, Danielle Venables, if this resonates, if you're also in this space where you're like, why didn't things work this year the way I wanted them to? Just know that you're not alone. Know that it's happening for all, I don't even like the word levels, but like all areas, like, you know, the new coaches, the mid-tier coaches, the high-tier or higher, like success, longer longevity. Oh my God. Language is hard when it comes to not using hierarchy as a way to explain things, but the higher earning coaches, the mid earning coaches, the beginner coaches, like it's happening across the board and people just aren't talking about it. And that's okay. But I wanted to open this dialogue because I wanted to remind you that you're not alone. And I wanted to remind you that you know if you're on the right path. You know if you've tapped into the work that you're here to share with the world. And so can you let yourself trust that? Can you let yourself keep showing up for that? Can you let yourself keep being vulnerable and edgy? That's my challenge to you. So I love you so much. And if you haven't seen, I just did an announcement in my Facebook group, Awaken the Priestess, regarding a new membership that Sam and I are launching. I am so freaking excited to bring this into the world. It is an opportunity to work with me for an entire year for $9.99. So if you don't already have details on that, run to my Facebook group and go grab the details, grab the founding member discount code that is in there. I will link everything in the show notes for you, but let's run. And if you opt in for a year before November 11th, you also get a bonus one-on-one call with me to use in the month of November. So super high value, over 55% off right now, and just don't miss out. Because you'll be kicking yourself when the price goes up. So, I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world if you'd take a moment to download a couple episodes and rate the show to help it reach more like-minded leaders.
If you love today's discussion and decide to share it, be sure to tag me on Instagram @RadiantSoulCoach to help expand the ripple effect of this podcast.